Tim and Jess.
Weekday mornings from 5
on Hit.
Tim, the only thing I love more than Christmas is my own birthday. But Christmas is great because everyone gets
presents. Christmas to you is like a 2-week celebration.
Yes.
Your birthday is a 5-year celebration. We're still celebrating your sweet 16. And girl, you wear that headband and sash.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Snap it out.
And look, I love Christmas so much. And usually, you know, I'll have like a whole setup. I did Christmas lights out the front of my house last year.
Be called Christmas lights? Didn't you just wrap it around a post?
No, I strung up Christmas lights. I left them up till February. My neighbours hated me.
That sounds about right.
But this year we just moved up to Central Queensland only a couple of weeks ago. So I don't have any of my Christmas decorations here.
Mate, head to the supermarket, buy some.
And I was feeling really left out. So yesterday I decided, I was like, I'm going to go and get myself a Christmas tree.
Sure.
That's all I want. I just want a Christmas tree of some description.
Mate, I'm the Christmas Grinch, and even I've got a Christmas tree that was forced on me by my mother and my girlfriend that
Did
I put up.
You bringing that up here?
Mate, it's the same length as my forearm. It's not a difficult situation.
Well, this is the thing that I wanted, Tim. I wanted something small because I was like, I can't be bothered lagging anything big up those stairs.
I don't want
house.
Effort in my life, so.
And so I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday and I started seeing a trend that was happening where people was taking pineapples and decorating them as their Christmas tree.
I did see this.
And I went, oh my God, where am I right now? The land of the pineapple, not just the land of the Queens, but the land of the pineapples, Queensland.
The land of the Queens. That's such a common thing that people say here.
And so I went to Coles and I picked myself up a cute little pineapple.
Yeah.
And I got myself some little decorations. And last night, I made myself a Christmas tree.
You know what? Because I did see that photo. And you know what my first thought was? This is your first Instagram post in about 2 months that hasn't been about radio. And I was like, you get it, girl. I was so not focusing on the pineapple. I was like, good. You have another life. But I was like, I bet you should work how to turn this into radio. And look what you've done.
Look what I've done.
You've brought it to the show.
My life is work.
Hey, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What have you got as a Christmas tree that's not a Christmas tree?
Yes.
That's a great thing that we could get some information.
Give us a call right now.
Send us a photo.
13, 12, 16, I'll post a picture of my Christmas tree pineapple on our Facebook page.
There we go. You've worked it onto the work page now. This is ridiculous.
I just want people to see it. It's really cute.
If you're trying to get plugs for your Instagram again.
At JessPantu.
So what's that song? Song. Sorry, there's Justin Timberlake and Ciara. With Love Sex Magic. So we just can't absolutely talk about your Instagram. It's Tim and Jess for Hit
Check
CQ. Shut up.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Tim, I've got a bit of a dilemma. One of my friends, she was chatting to us yesterday and she goes, guys, a girl from work has invited me to her wedding and I do not want to go. I don't know why she's invited me. I don't want to be there. How do I get out of going to a wedding? And all of us girls were like, immediately, it has to be a good enough excuse to get you out of a wedding because weddings are a big deal.
See, I think, well, first of all, she should be very grateful that she got invited to this wedding in the first place. But I think also, why does she not want to go?
Look, I'm not really sure. I guess she doesn't know the girl very well, so I don't know why she copped an invite. So she just kind of feels uncomfortable about the whole
thing. Isn't that your dream, though, to get invited to a wedding where you don't really know the people, so they don't care if you embarrass yourself? It's free food, free drink. How good.
And this is what I said to her. I was like, you could totally, like, just go to this wedding and use an abuse.
If you've got a plus one, make a day of it. That'll be a hoot.
But she is determined to get out of going to this wedding. And thankfully, she's not in Queensland, so no, the bride won't be hearing this.
All right, good.
So I wanted to enlist the help of Central Queensland.
Sure.
13, 12, 16... What is a good enough excuse for her to use to get out of this wedding without getting her into any trouble?
See, if it was my wedding, I wouldn't buy anything. You could have been shot in the stomach.
Like,
and I'd
come
be
to
like,
my wedding.
Righto, Kevin. I'll see you at the reception.
So I made a few suggestions. I thought maybe she could, like, if she's already booked a holiday, can't get out of a holiday.
Sorry, I'm going to my grandma's.
Well, this is the thing.
Holiday.
It has to be a big holiday that she, like,
non-refundable
ticket.
It's too expensive.
So then she has to actually go and buy herself the holiday.
Yeah. No, not worth it.
So I want to hear on 13, 12, 16, your options.
What?
Right?
How do you get out of this wedding?
What are some good excuses to get out of this wedding that won't land her into any trouble or financial debt?
Surely you could get to a point where you just go, look, Helen, I don't want to come, or I can't come because I'm not interested in the wedding.
Because then she's going to be working with her. It's awkward. We need a good excuse.
All right.
Tim, right now on 13, 12, 16, we're asking, what's a good excuse to get out of going to a wedding?
Yeah, you've got a terrible friend that doesn't want to go to a wedding she's been invited
to. Look, God love her, but she doesn't want to go to this wedding.
See, I just feel if you've been invited to a wedding, clearly you mean something to that person. Yeah. They're investing money in you. You might as well just go and enjoy the free food and grub.
Obviously, my friend means a lot to this bride, more than the bride means to her.
I think your friend's just a dog. Dog in the wedding. I don't even know which friend it is, but they're the worst.
You've never met this friend.
That's good. Let's keep it that way. I'm not inviting them to my wedding. They won't come.
We got on the line, Tim.
And we got Riley on 13, 12, 16. Riley, what's a good excuse to get out of a wedding?
Okay, I'm going to help you out, guys, because to be honest, I mean, this is in the book, by the way, if you read the book on excuses. But if you say, like, gastro, nobody questions it. Like, especially if you kind of go into, like, a little bit of detail, a little bit of, like, say, you know, okay, well, let's just say if I was like, oh, I can't come to your wedding, but because I got gastro and like, it's bad.
So
but
are you suggesting that she pretends all the way up that she's going to go to the wedding? So she sends in the RSVP as a yes, and then 2 days out, guys, I've got gastro and
it's
real bad. I don't
know. I wouldn't buy it.
Well, but Tim, you've got to actually plant seeds at work during the week.
Got a really bad stomach. Oh, I really hope I can make it to the wedding.
I feel like I can see through that easily.
She's going to be so focused on her wedding. I like Riley's idea.
All right, fair enough. We'll pass it on.
Thanks so much, Riley. We got Candace from Claremont on 13, 12, 16. Candace, what's a good excuse to get out of a wedding?
Well, I don't think any, unless someone's died.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, how rude is she? If she's ever organised a wedding, so much time and effort, and you have to be specific in who you invite, so I think just how rude is she in the first place?
I know, Candace. Can you pass it, Jess? Can you pass this on to your friend that me and Candace are against
I'll pass it on to my mate. So you're saying what, death in the family is the only excuse you could ever
use?
You
can't come up with a death in
the
family.
She can't use that as an excuse unless it actually happens. That's awful.
Unless she's paid good money to go to something else, I don't think you have an excuse.
Bang.
Okay.
I like Candace.
Yeah, Candace, you're straight down the line. I appreciate
Thank you very much for your call, Candace.
Thanks.
No worries, mate. I don't think
my friend's going to like Candace very much.
She's not going to her wedding.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Now, Timmy boy, there's something you complain about every single day in this very office.
Every single day.
Every day you will make one comment at least about this.
Is it about your attitude towards positivity?
Yeah, but that's a different story for a different time.
Oh, we got time for that.
Today I want to talk about the fact that every day you'll walk over to me and make a comment about a grey hair on your body.
Yeah, they're everywhere, man. I got them on my head, my arms, my legs, my hand.
Now, it started off just in your hair.
My eyebrows, my beard, they're everywhere. I'm 24. What's happening?
24, going on 25. And all of a sudden, you were just going grey left, right and centre. You found a leg hair the other day that was grey.
Yep. I've got a hand hair right now. And you see, the worst thing about these grey hairs is not only are they grey, but they go against the grain of all the other hairs. Right. So, like, all my brown hairs are going one way. Grey hair's like, no, let's go north.
And then they start rallying the troops.
Yeah, it's just a bit noticeable. And as a 24-year-old, look, I have no problem with going grey. I think it's just a battle internally.
Well, I said to you, I was like, would you rather go grey or would you rather go bald?
Grey. Correa, 100%. Sorry if you're bald.
And this is the thing. When you type in Silver Fox on Google, Tim, people like The Rock,
bang,
George Clooney.
The Rock has no hair.
He has grey hairs in his beard.
He
is all grey these days. Did you see him? He just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
And he was totally grey for it. And he was owning it. He's about to have another kid and he's got grey hairs.
No, that was the grey from the concrete wall because he's got no hair because he is a bald man.
Every hot guy from Grey's Anatomy ever.
Every hot guy. I have no problem with going grey. Again, I would much rather be going grey than going bald. No offence to the baldies out there.
The baldies.
Keep up the good work. I just think that I need to slowly learn to accept this as my fate because by the time that I'm, say, 28, I think all the sides of my head will be almost all grey.
Yeah, because I think it's going to be sooner than that, buddy.
All right.
We met nearly 2 years ago now, and when I met you then, you were a young fella.
I was a young pup. Yeah. Well, I started going grey when I was 21 or 22, I started noticing a few in the side, but now it's just started like, it was a small
house. The stress of knowing me has increased it by tenfold.
The way you look at it, it was a small house party.
Right.
And there was a few people there and I was like, oh man, this party isn't going. Right now the party's pumping.
Yep. By next year it's the MTV Awards.
Sometimes I even kick some people out of the party with some tweezers. But, hey, it's still a party, and I'm fully embracing my silver foxness.
Good. I'm glad, because you're in with good company. I mean, you're not as attractive as George
Clooney
or The Rock.
You're right. I am George Clooney. Thank you very much. Where's my star on the Hollywood Walk of Concrete or whatever it's called?
Get up with Tim and Jess.
I want to talk about minions. Ugh. If you don't know what minions are, here's the sound of them.
I'm so sorry.
It's not Jess laughing. It's a minion, and
there
it's from a TV show.
I hate more in this world than minions.
Yeah, so it's from a movie or a TV show.
It was a movie.
All right, sorry.
I think they have a TV show now.
Probably do. But over in Western Australia, in Kalgoorlie, there's a thief at large dressed as a minion.
Oh, Lord.
And what they're doing is they're going and stealing, like, maybe a square metre, if that, of turf from people's front lawns, dressed up as a minion, and taking it to a dirt patch and just placing it. Like, have you ever seen
so it's stealing from the rich and giving to the poor?
No, because he's just doing it on, like, the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So it's like that movie Dick and Jane, where Jim Carrey and that, they get it, everything's getting repossessed, and then they build their front lawn out of, like, everyone else's lawn, and it's just like this weird puzzle grass. And that's what this minion's doing. And everyone's like, oh, ha ha ha, this is cute, look at this minion, he is stealing.
Yeah, but see, this is what if you've ever seen the movie, the minions are like the evil people.
No, like, the minions, yeah, but they're like cute evil people.
Yeah, they're cute. Then this is what he's doing. He's being cute, stealing little patches of lawn. Like, I wouldn't be angry if he stole my lawn. I haven't got any lawn, but he can take it.
If he stole your pebbles.
If he stole my rocks, I wouldn't be upset.
See, I just think that everyone's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, this guy put up on his CCTV footage, and it's absolutely terrifying. So he's looking out on the front lawn. Someone comes in with him in a minion costume with a shovel, just gets, like, a perfect square, puts it on his shoulder, and then leaves.
What was that sound?
I haven't seen the movie enough to know if that's a good reference point or not. But I just think that everyone's missing the fact that he's stealing people's lawns. Like, if I went out to my lawn and there was a square of it gone, I'd be fuming.
Yeah, because it's hard to match that again.
Exactly. I don't know what grass seeds at my house. I don't have time to go to Bunnings and figure it out.
Have you ever tried to grow grass? It is a difficult process.
It is not. You just did it like you threw it out like bird seed. Like, there was no...
Yeah, I was like Salt Bay in my backyard.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Tim, some people out there would get asked a lot of questions all of the time. This one man...
Sure.
In America, he is 6'10".
So he's tall.
So every single day, that's 208 centimetres tall,
mm-hmm.
he gets asked the same questions over and over again to the point where he's so frustrated having to answer all these questions, he's gone out and printed himself some business cards.
I like it.
I love this method. So on the business cards, it says, yes, I am tall. I am 6'10". No, I'm not kidding. Yes, that is tall. No, I do not play basketball. I play volleyball. Yes, seeing the tops of everyone's head is weird. Yes, the weather is nice up here. This has been a great conversation.
Just get it all out of the way. Just no eye contact.
Obviously,
just, there you go.
This conversation happens exactly in that order every single time he interacts with someone. So instead, if someone starts to ask him a question, he will just hand them one of these business cards now.
I think it's a smart idea.
This is a great idea.
I think for short people, business cards, same thing. Like, yes, seeing your armpits is not ideal. Yes, it is slightly colder down
here. Please stop getting me in a headlock.
I'm not a dog. Put me down. I think it's great, and I think a lot of people should take this. Like, I know that you've got your business cards that you hand out to people when you go to shopping and to the supermarket.
What are my business cards?
Yes, I'm Jess. Yes, I'm famous. I talk on the radio. Yes, I love the music. Yes, the job is my favourite job in the history of the world.
Shut up, Tim.
Is that fair, though?
No, it's not.
Jessica, let's have a real moment between you, me, and the people of Central Queensland.
I don't need business cards for anything.
You as a human being the world's largest business card. Just going, yep, that's me. Hey, how you going?
I just think it's a great system. And if you're really tall or really short or you get asked a lot of the same questions every day, go get yourself some business cards printed.
It's not
that expensive.
So I need to get one about how pale I am. Just like, yes, I'm not from here. Yes, my skin burns as soon as I go outside.
Yes, if you have SPF 50, I'd love to have some.
This is the Tim and Jess podcast. On Hit.